Danielle Wilton back on the line from Smudge Publishing, and she also publishes a weekly newsletter, or more than once a week, Smudge Eats. How many times do you do that a week, Danny?
We're doing it twice at the moment.
Right.
So one on Tuesday and one on Friday.
Okay, and it's worth subscribing to, just say from personal experience, because there's lots of ideas of places to go, eat, drink, get merry. So, Dan, I notice you've been doing a few things around coffee lately. You had a you had a free coffee available to people at certain restaurants around or coffee shops around Melbourne suburbs. And then you had a little thing last weekend where you, where a dollar went from every cup to a charity. And I know you've got a book on coffee. What's all, so are they all connected, those three events? They sound like they could be.
Yeah, so they're all connected. So we launched the specialty coffee book Melbourne on the 28th of July, and it was the second edition of the book. So the first book was released in 2013.
Yeah, I've got that. That's a good book. Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one. So cafes, you know, come and go quite often. So, yeah, we really had to update it this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got around 130 cafes in the book this time, so all around Melbourne, and then we've got quite a large presence from regional Victoria as well, which is really nice to see.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and so we had a great launch for the book. We had a, we called it a free coffee day, which was around Melbourne. We had 30 cafes give away 200 cups of free coffee, and yeah, every cup was everyone paid a dollar basically to a charity called Pueblo e Pueblo. And they're a charity focused on supporting families and children in areas overseas, so like Guatemala.
Okay.
People in the farms, the coffee farms.
Now, was it that book that had the story of the growers, or was it another one?
Yes. So, well, this one is more for the end consumer.
Right.
We did have a book called Coffee Encounters, which was a lot more trade focused.
Yeah.
So it had lots more about roasting and, yeah, lots more about the growers and things like that.
Yeah, and you had interviews with the growers, which I thought was terrific. And because I remembered similar, at about a similar time on television, was a story of these guys growing the cacao bean, and they had no idea that it turned into chocolate. And I remember them being given a bar of Cadbury's or something, you know, pretty basic, and they couldn't get over that this thing that they were growing was in any way related to this dark block of very sweet stuff.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
They sure got into it. I don't know, it was Columbia or somewhere, I think, but it was in the back blocks, you know. And anyway, that's fascinating. So what else is happening in your world? Your team of journos have been out and about seeing the latest in food and dining experiences?
Yes, we're always out and about eating and drinking. It's a good life.
It's a worry.
So there's quite a few restaurants and bars and cafes opening at the moment, as there always is in Melbourne. But a really special one to us, I think, there's one opening around the corner from our office, which is called Shay. And it's by the guys from Pastuso and San Telmo in the city. So
right.
It's got a real Latin American feel about it. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a really good one to go down to.
S-H-A-E?
It's actually C-H-E.
Oh, Che, as in Che Guevara.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that sort of says South America straight away. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. And, right, so we've marked that one down. What else have you got?
Well, down south way, I have a few friends who live in Brighton. So there's a really nice little cafe that's opened at Country Road in Church Street. So right in the centre there, it's like a concept store for Country Road, but they're doing all their, you know, fresh pastries and coffee and almond milk smoothies and things in a little cafe in Country Road.
I would have thought that the last thing Church Street Brighton needs is another cafe.
I know. But I think this one stands out amongst the crowd. I think it's really nice in there.
Yeah, I'm in Beaumara. I used to live in Brighton for many years, but we moved to Beaumara. And when we got there, there was no coffee shop in the concourse, which is the sort of three-sided rectangle of shops there on the way to the beach. Now there are six, And it's
like, so many, aren't there?
In an area that really is quite small. It's definitely a happening thing in Melbourne. So that's good. I don't mind
definitely.
It. Mm. All right. And you had one other item on your list, I thought. Was that it?
There's a great event actually coming up this Sunday. It's called Van Diemen's, and it's all the Tasmanian wineries and breweries and distillery coming up to Melbourne to showcase all their wine.
Oh, okay. Where's that happening,
that'll
Danny?
That'll be a good one.
Where's that happening?
It's at Meat Mother, so in Richmond.
I don't know that.
Yeah, definitely head down there.
Meat Mother. Is Meat Mother a restaurant or a bar?
It's a restaurant, yeah.
Not a butchery?
No, it's a restaurant. Okay. There's an upstairs and a downstairs, so there'll be samples all around the restaurant, and you get to meet the winery, the winemakers.
Okay.
But we've got an article up on Smudge Eats anyway.
Okay, certainly
head
some...
over there and get more information.
Yeah, smudgeeats.com.au?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and if anyone's interested in... the numerous culinary travel books that Danielle and her mother Jeanette, who run the business, have put together. That's smudgepub.com.au, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct.
Smudge Publishing, and there's some fantastic books there about eats in the city and the urban eating. Virtually every city on the East Coast, I think, isn't it? Every major city.
Yes.
And a couple offshore. So you've got quite a little. Publishing Gotham going there.
We do. We're about to release Tasmania as well, which is a beautiful book.
Very great. Well, we're very proud to have you as part of our team, Danny, and good luck with all you're doing there, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Daniel Wilton of Smudge Eats there.